Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, let's clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800. Let it rip, guys.
I mean, I love this segment because everyone can be raw, vulnerable, real. So let's do it.
Yeah, like you said, let's cause some drama. Let's go over to Amy.
Let's piss some people off, shall
Restaurants we? That make you wait 20 minutes for a table while three empty tables sit there empty are the reason some of these places have one-star reviews. There, I said it. Well, did it ever occur to you that some of these restaurants only have so many servers to handle so many tables at once?
Correct. There's always a help wanted sign out front. Never not a help wanted sign at all of these restaurants. So, I get that.
Some of the best restaurants in town have one star. Let's go over to...
That is not true.
Yeah,
that's not
let's
factual.
Go over to Elizabeth. People, you know what I never understood, though, too, in this city is... People don't have their grades listed on their windows. Like if you're A, a B, a C, or a D, like people should be able
to. Do you have to?
I mean, when I was in California, you knew which restaurants.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is super proud of their rating around here.
Why not?
Just simply based on all the shutdowns we've seen. I'm not gonna shout them out right now, but well, you know who you are.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that Spot Coffee was a D or a C. I mean, but it didn't keep us from going. Let's go over to Elizabeth.
Not the rats in the donut holes.
People who take actual selfies at funerals for likes are some of the most inhumane individuals. Talk about cringe. There, I said it. Yeah, people do it. Not the selfie with granny in the coffin. It's a weird time to do it.
Oh, God. And I'm going to piggyback off of that and say you recording yourself giving a homeless person food and recording them too.
The camera.
Like I watched something yesterday on TikTok. This person was in Rochester and they were giving a meal to a homeless person, but they weren't recording the homeless person. They were recording themselves doing it. And it's like, she's like, yeah, I'm not putting them on screen, but I'm putting myself on screen doing it. It's like, it's the same thing. It's this literal same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
This person says, I find traveling pointless and unnecessary, simply a waste of money. There, I said it.
Well, She sounds like she'd be a lot of fun to go on trips with. By the way, I'm still waiting to hear from Denise from yesterday, who texted in saying, no man in a relationship should hold the door for another woman.
That was a wild take.
Denise, I know you're listening. Call us.
That honestly shook me to my core.
And I thought
I've been thinking about it ever since.
Mine for today is, if you're healthy enough to scroll TikTok and sit, you are 100% healthy enough to give up your seat to someone who actually needs it. There I said it. Because watching people stare at their phones while an elderly person stands for 20 minutes, it makes me want to scream. Or pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yep. Or someone on crutches.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's medically going through it.
I was at the doctor. Keep trying to get lab results. This poor woman walks in on crutches. The seats are full. So finally, I offer my seat. I'm like, do you want to sit down? Because the kid next to me wasn't going to do it because he was on TikTok. I'm like, can we look up for a second?
Right.
If someone asks me how I'm doing but doesn't take the time to listen to my response, then why are you asking me? There I said it. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, people, it's more of a hello than anything.
I don't think people, like, really want to know.
It's rhetorical. Like, I really don't want you to
answer. Hey, man,
that.
How you doing? Oh, well, things have been tough.
It's crazy that you ask.
Hey, Moose and Breezy, we're listening to you guys this morning from the MCC Cafe. Also, paying for community college to figure out you hate your major is the most expensive way to learn. There, we said it.
Actually, no, it's not, because you could be doing that at a university. That's literally triple the cost. So you guys are getting away with basically highway robbery. Love that for you. This person says, watching gamers play video games is the dumbest thing someone can do. There, I said it.
Listen, kids do it now more than ever.
Twitch.
I think there's a lot of kids today. Like my.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny? A gamer. A Twitch star.
They love watching other people on YouTube play video games.
It's basically just an influencer, but for games. Like, it's the same thing. You're just watching someone live life. You're just watching someone do things that you also want to do. It's the same thing.
But learning at the same time. Let's go to Zach. Moose and Breezy, using your sleeve to cover a sneeze is basic hygiene. I saw a woman sneeze in the middle of the aisle at the Greece DMV yesterday, and I wanted to puke. There, I said it. I agree 100%. That's a nice DMV.
Yes, it is.
That's where I go when I need to get my license renewed. I go to the Greece DMV.
All righty. Well, who's on the line? Do we got any calls?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Let's see. Well, let's get to one more here. Jim should not have music playing. We are listening to our own podcasts, our own shows, and our own music. Turn it off. There, I said it.
I agree 100% with that. Hello, PXY. Is this Denise?
Yes. This is Denise calling in.
Denise, we were waiting for you to call. I'm so glad you're here.
What's happening?
Yeah, I heard you guys saying my name, and I couldn't figure out if you were talking to me or not, but heck yeah. No. But, like, why did you say I needed to get my head examined?
Well, because I thought your take was just bizarre.
It was very out there. It was.
Oh, well, I said what I said, and I meant it. If
you're a married man, you should absolutely not. Go ahead, finish it off.
Yeah, you should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman. That is 100% a big fat no. I myself have been married for over 10 years.
Okay, hold on, Denise. I want to get to this entire take of yours in this unpopular opinion. I got to take a quick break, but I'm going to have you do it coming up right after the break. Can you stay with us for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. All right, because we have to hear why you feel the way you feel on this.
We got to get to the bottom of it.
You realize it's a ridiculous take, right?
I think I'm making a fair point. I don't think it's ridiculous to
okay.
me.
Okay, all right. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to talk to you coming up right after the break on PX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It appears that Rochester's Mayor Malik Evans, a.k.a. Leaky Maliki.
We love him.
Will serve another four-year term. Mayor Evans had a 87% of the votes yesterday, where his opponent, Louis Sabo, had only 13%. I mean, it was an absolute landslide victory.
Mm-hmm.
Landslide. Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, according to the mayor, he says the number one thing he's looking at is to expand economic opportunities for people within our city. And the city has been there's been a significant reduction in gun violence over the past 4 years, he says. The average number of shootings per week dropped from 8 to 3. And then in homicides, that decreased from nearly 2 per week to 1 every 2 weeks. He mentioned that he plans for a state park in the city, a new nature park, a civil rights park, and then thousands of housing units.
Big park guy.
He's a huge park guy.
I fear the housing units should go before the three parks.
Well, I think
the housing units first, then let's worry about where our kids are scootering, you know?
They're working on it, and they have been. That's what they're doing with the Hotel Cadillac downtown. Mm-hmm. So in 4 years, you're going to have a state park in the middle of the city. That has never happened before. You're going to have a nature park that they just cut the ribbon on, and you're going to have a civil rights park. Maine and Clinton is going to be completely transformed. And as we know, Maine and Clinton, quite the eyesore. But you're going to have thousands of more new housing units, Mayor Evans said. And then meanwhile, in New York, Zoran Mondamini was elected mayor of New York City, defeating former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And Mondamini becomes the city's youngest mayor in over a century. Guy's only 34 years old.
Wow.
First Muslim mayor who ran on a progressive platform, if you will, but he focused on affordability. He focused on housing reform. And then just a lot of bold new ideas.
Sure.
President Donald Trump eagerly cast him as a threat and has repeatedly threatened to cut federal funding to the city and even take it over if Mondamini won. Very interesting to see how this is all going to play out.
Correct.
Still dealing with that government shutdown.
I know. Not even to mention that. That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, this is the longest shutdown, I don't know, since when, but tensions are, people are on edge right now.
Yes,
say that.
Yes, they are.
And we need something to take the
edge
off.
When have they not been? You know what I mean?
Coming up on the show, so we have Denise on hold who called in for There I Said It, but earlier to share why she thinks no man who is either married or in a relationship should never, ever hold the door for another woman. If you missed it, here's a clip of her hot take. From earlier.
I said what I said, and I meant it.
If you're a married man, you should absolutely not.
You should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman. That is 100% a big fat no.
Denise is on the phone to defend that take, and she's coming in hot. We'll talk to her coming up next.
IDAPXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Fall Vibe.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Yesterday on the show during There I Said It, we get a message from a listener by the name of Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Denise texted in and
she's triggered.
Her unpopular opinion was if you are married or have a girl, you should not be holding the door open for another woman. Some of you men are absolute dogs. There, I said it.
Such a diabolical take.
So I asked her to call in yesterday. She never does. But she did this morning to back up what she said. And we had to take a really quick break. But Denise is on with us right now to explain her thoughts on this.
So great.
Hi, Denise. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
In detail, go into why you truly believe another man, whether they're married or in a relationship, should never ever hold the door for another woman.
Please enlighten us.
Okay, so let me start off by saying this. I'm a married woman, but I've been that woman standing there when some man opens the door for me. And then here comes the wife or the girlfriend looking at me all crazy like I did something wrong. Okay, and I don't need all that drama in my life. So no.
Because someone held the door for you.
Right. And I'm just like minding my, you know, I'm going about my day, just trying to get inside the building or wherever I'm going. And a man wants to try to be all polite and open the door for me. And now I'm catching heat from his woman, you know? So no.
I think that's more on the girl than it is the guy.
Yeah,
They're doing a nice gesture and Sally's flipping out.
No, keep your hand on your own door. I'm not trying, you know.
What?
This is bizarre because really, at the end of the day, he's not doing anything that's incorrect.
That's mind games. If I wanted a man to hold it for me, I would call my own man. I got a husband, okay? They're acting like it's innocent and just being like, oh, no, Denise, he's just being polite. It's good manners. No, it's mixed signals, okay? That's mind games. You don't need to be out here playing.
Denise, we stand by what we said yesterday. You need your head examined. 10 toes down. Sorry.
I've seen too many women fall for that fake politeness, chivalry, whatever. They're smiling, he's smiling, and boom. Now we got emotional cheating in the parking lot. It's cheaters.
Are you sure this has nothing to do with you just being a jealous, insecure woman?
No, because he's opening the door, smiling, saying, you know, you go ahead. And like...
Have you ever seen your husband hold the door for another woman?
If I ever caught my husband holding the door for some other woman, oh no, we're going to have a conversation. Believe me, okay? No,
not door holding being the pipeline for an affair. Like, what's happening?
Right?
I mean, he better sleep with one eye open. Denise. Not happening.
For holding the door for another individual?
Once you start opening doors for other women, what's next? Her legs? I don't play that.
I've never heard anything like this before.
My head hurts, Denise.
No. Well, now you have. I said it on air, and people need to stop trying to be so polite and mind their own damn business. A door is easy to open. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this.
My hands are full, though.
What happens if your husband goes out of his way to hold the door open for his female boss? Would you have a problem with that? And he's about to potentially get a raise. How would you handle that?
Okay, so of course, context is everything, right? Get that raise. But on a regular day, like on a regular day, we're just out going to, I don't know, whatever, Applebee's or whatever. No.
She called it. You got to get that trio, girl. You got to get that trio.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Denise, your hot take yesterday, and then you coming on the air today explaining that
if you are a married man, you should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman, okay?
What about just in a relationship?
If you got a relationship that you care about,
okay,
that you want to continue, don't do it.
I was at Applebee's the other week, and this old woman, her back looked like a shrimp. It was just curled over.
Yeah.
She didn't have a walker. She couldn't touch the door. And I can't even imagine encountering you.
Yeah, what if
just
it's a...
slam it on that 85-year-old's face,
if it's your
you
elders,
monster.
Context. It's context is everything. If you're elders, but if it's
so
somebody
you don't want
that
him holding the door for hot women, period. Just say it, just say it for
if
what
it's...
it is.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
We got to the bottom of it because I was thinking of our meemaws in wheelchairs and walkers.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? You know what I mean? Okay.
I mean, you know, if an elderly woman or you at church or something, that's different. But
you're so selfless, Denise.
Oh my God, Denise, all right. It's too much. We have to let you go.
We're going to wrap this up, but thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate you giving us your hot take. Okay. Blessings.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Denise is the same girl that's like has a Bible scripture in her Instagram bio. You know what I mean? She's like
it's so true.
Love those around you. Spread kindness like confetti. Get out of my face, Denise. Thank you so much.
John just texted in, preach. Preach, Denise. John, you're so full of crap. Guys, good morning. Denise is ridiculous. She screams insecurity. It's called being polite. Get over it. Not everyone is trying to sleep with your husband.
This person says, holding the door is just out of respect. It shouldn't matter your marital status.
Or some people, like Denise, it does. It does. You got everybody out here trying to play games. She's not down with that. This woman is ridiculous and great at the same time. However, if holding a door for someone causes your marriage to crumble, that's on you.
Imagine at the end of the call, she's like, but I'm a girl's girl. You know what I mean? Come through.
Yeah, totally. And we'll go to Mike, who says, hey, guys, I just held the elevator door open for a woman in my apartment building who was carrying 3 bags of groceries this morning, and now I'm feeling super guilty.
He goes back to his wife. I cheated.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.